to this podcast hosted by KPMG Consumer Markets. It's been a tough year for Canada's consumer market industry. Uncertainty in global markets, political crisis in the Middle East and in North Africa, and natural disasters in Japan have all had an impact on input costs around the world. But what has the effect been on Canadian markets? Today we are joined by Al Voles, a partner with KPMG and one of Canada's leading authorities on consumer markets. Thank you for joining us, Al. I thought that the Canadian economy had been performing relatively well given all of the turmoil around the world. Are our retailers not better placed than most?
In comparison to the States or Europe, our economy has weathered the economic storm rather well. But our economy, in particular our retailers, do not operate in a vacuum. In reality, Canadian retailers are closely intertwined into the global marketplace. They are reliant on foreign suppliers for many of their raw materials, which have been increasing at an unusual pace. They look to financial global markets to raise capital, and many already maintain operations, if not retail outlets, in far-flung regions of the world. So it should come as no surprise that recent events in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East are weighing heavily on the future growth prospects for Canadian retailers. Here at home, many retailers are also starting to see the slowdown in their domestic growth as well. Lowered consumer confidence and continued uncertainty are part of this equation. But many sectors are also finding that their markets are becoming increasingly crowded as new technologies and leaner supply chains lower the cost of entry for foreign retailers, including Target. For their part, Canadian retailers are also looking to foreign expansion as a growth strategy. But many have found that success in these new markets, Asia in particular, demands a clear, well-researched strategy and a key understanding of the dynamics of the local marketplace.
So what can Canadian consumer markets companies do to enhance this bottom-line growth but still have less risk?
In a recent report, my colleagues and I at KPMG identified a number of areas where retailers and consumer market companies can achieve growth without necessarily expanding into new markets. Likely the most promising area is cost management. Canadian retailers should be constantly reanalyzing their cost structure to make sure that their spend is being properly allocated to the areas of the business that deliver the most value. In particular, areas around consumer tastes and value. One major focus for Canadian companies is in the supply chain optimization. Others are looking at the products themselves to find ways to drive cost out through reduced packaging and lower cost materials. Canadian retailers should also be looking at their existing technology platforms, particularly their data mining and business intelligence systems, as a way to improve performance and lower costs. In fact, by leveraging their customer data, many retailers will find that they can reduce operating costs without sacrificing the customer experience. Others are going one step further by using this analysis to design more targeted marketing and product merchandising. And as a result, they're growing their market share while reducing their costs.
It sounds like there might be a number of emerging technologies that can actually help consumer markets to drive growth. Is that right?
Absolutely. Likely the most exciting growth opportunity for retailers comes from the cloud. Cloud lets organizations streamline their processes, increase productivity, and provide better service to customers. It is also driving greater efficiency within the supply chain by enabling organizations to share important information, such as forecasting, estimates, and inventory management, into a single view. And in turn, this drives down the cost across the supply chain through tighter inventory control, reduced warehousing costs, and more tightly aligned product design. Canadian retailers will also want to seriously rethink their use of new consumer technology. Mobile devices are providing a range of innovative opportunities to retailers in the form of mobile coupons, dedicated apps, and/or barcodes. But consumer market leaders will need to make sure their offerings are optimized for mobile viewing and secure. Social media also offers significant opportunity for Canadian retailers to not only reduce their marketing and design cost, but also to grow their market share in regions or market segments where retail outlets are less visible.
So what does all this mean for Canadian retailers, Al?
Based on our experience in the market, we have identified three priorities for Canadian companies as they move into 2012. The first is to invest in growth by increasing their visibility into the demands of their consumers and integrating the customer experience to drive increased business across multiple channels. In other words, channel integration is going to be a key theme for 2012. They'll also need to focus on leveraging technology and processes to drive greater performance through improved core systems, better alignment of reporting, and improved restore efficiency and long-term process gains. The third priority will be to manage risk. This means assessing and monitoring new regulatory changes and better integrating governance, risk management, and compliance into the business strategy. We believe that growth is possible, even in today's uncertain market, but it will take careful planning and flexible strategies to get there.
Thanks so much for sharing your insight with us today, Al. I think you've given us all something to think about as we start to plan beyond the holiday season and into the first quarter of 2012. Al Voles is a partner with KPMG in Toronto. If you would like to read more about the challenges and opportunities facing Canada's consumer markets, please contact your local KPMG office or visit kpmg.ca.